In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have to admit to having felt totally disorientated and dislocated this week. It feels more like a month since the horrific attacks on our neighbourhood last Saturday than just simply 7 days. And the world feels a very different place from a week ago. The streets of this wonderful, vibrant and inclusive place feel to have been desecrated and abused by the evil brutality and the hatred of a few. And it would be very easy for us to feel helpless and hopeless. But in all this time, we've been able to hang on to those words from St. John's Gospel, maybe clinging on to those words, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." Tomorrow we celebrate the feast of the Apostle Barnabas, and his name means son of encouragement or son of consolation. And I've witnessed firsthand some amazing signs of encouragement and consolation this week, of light in the midst of our broken hearts. Barnabas was known for his service of others and his willingness to adapt to whatever tasks were required of him in the mission of God's world. Last Monday morning, I spent time at Cathedral School listening to children, to parents, and to staff. And in assembly that morning, we shared stories about people who had put their own needs to one side in order to help others. The emergency services and the police, staff in restaurants and bars, and those simply out for a good night. We talked about what makes our city and our neighbourhood so wonderful, so alive, and so vibrant. And the children told me how they felt safe, safe at home and safe at school, that they could easily walk to anywhere in our city, that we're all different, and yet we belong to just one family. Their resilience and hope in humanity underlines the very special place that is Cathedral School, and for which we're so proud, and a real hope for our future, for the future of our young people. It's been so painful for us as a cathedral community that we have been unable to open our doors, the doors of this holy, welcoming and safe place to our neighbours in need. And yet, it's also been a salutary experience for us to share in the agony of our neighbours in Borough Market. We too have been homeless and rootless, and yet we've gained strength in celebrating daily worship in different churches, but also being out on the streets of our parish, meeting people on their own terms, on their own turf. We've met this week with members of our business community, with Borough Market and its traders, seeking to offer comfort and support and our own encouragement in rebuilding our community. And the relationships that we have all forged as a community, built up over many years, over many centuries, are really bearing fruit and being deepened through our shared experience. Our Muslim sisters and brothers have and continue to be enormously affected by the events of last Saturday. Bishop Christopher and other clergy met with 100 imams and Islamic scholars this week to show our own shared humanity, our common purpose in condemning all acts of violence, but especially those made in the name of God. A group of us were welcomed at Friday prayers at the Harper Road Mosque, where the Dean was asked to address an overflowing congregation. We heard there about our common humanity, our common inheritance through the first man, Adam, and that to kill a human being is to kill the whole human race. Our Muslim brothers and sisters made us so welcome, and now we must carry on those good and deepening relationships forward as we rebuild our community. The evil acts of a few have succeeded if we allow them to divide us. And it was so good this morning at the 11 o'clock service here to have our friend Amir Eden from the Muslim community address us and to be with us. This week I've experienced firsthand the great desire to simply stand and chat, to comfort, to encourage one another. We're all so privileged to share in the life of this amazing neighbourhood. And these evil acts of terror have galvanised each one of us to continue to break down barriers and to build bridges, to address fear and to put an end to hatred. Some years ago, I read a book by Bill Vanston called Love's Endeavour, Love's Expense. It was a book he wrote in the 1960s. And he asked where God was in the Aberfan disaster when a coal slag heap engulfed a school, killing most of the children. And in that book, he concluded that God was not some silent bystander, watching helpless from afar, but was there in the midst of the disaster, weeping and broken-hearted alongside God's own people. Well, that same God was here last Saturday night in the midst of our slaughter and agony and pain. And that same God is here with us now, a God who redeems and restores and blesses his people, bringing light out of darkness, comfort in our agony, and healing in our brokenness. Saint Teresa of Avila offers us words of comfort and of hope when she writes this: "Be not anxious nor afraid. All things pass, God abides. Be patient, you shall conquer. Having God, you have all. Alone, he suffices." Amen. Let us pray.